chapter number 8, heading Freedom from Human Bondage. Questioner: what must we do to be free from the relations of previous lives that are now in front of us? Dadashri: if you are forced to live with someone you do not like, then on the outside, externally, you should continue your worldly relationship, vyavahar, with that person, and from within, internally, you must do pratikraman in his name. The suffering for you in this life is the effect of your atikraman, aggression from your past life. What were the causes behind your suffering today? In your previous life, you did atikraman against that person, and as a result, in this life, you have to suffer the consequences. If you do pratikraman now, in the presence of whichever God you worship, as a witness, you will erase your mistakes. Repeated pratikramans will wipe off the many errors that have been caused in these sticky, chikna relationships. If a man dislikes his wife, he will find many mistakes and faults in her and will harp on her negative points. This constant fault finding leads to dvesh or abhorrence. This abhorrence results in fear, bhaya. He will experience fear in certain interactions with her, and when he sees her, he feels a sense of suffocation and bondage. We all tend to be afraid of those or that which we dislike intensely. All this is the result of abhorrence. To break free from this feeling of contempt, tiraskar, one has to keep asking for forgiveness. Even though the other person may not be aware of it, you have to continue asking for forgiveness from within. Life is nothing but a play. It is appropriate to assume that those playing the role of your wife and children are yours to take home. Is it appropriate to assume that they are really yours? It is fine if, while introducing your son, you say, "This is my son, John or Shatayu." But say it as you would say it in a play, on a stage, in a drama. The reason you have to do pratikraman is because you have taken all these relatives to be real, to be really yours for sure. You must do pratikraman because all along you have acted as if they are really your children and wife. If you did not have this belief, then pratikraman would not be necessary. Top of page 37. With this belief comes the attachment, the rag, and the abhorrence, the dvesh, and with pratikraman you are liberated, mukti. Dada shows you how to do alochana, recall of the mistake, pratikraman, repentance, an apology for the mistake, and pratyakhyan, the decision never to repeat the mistake, and thus he liberates you. No one possesses the power to hinder anyone, and nobody has the independent energy to make any other being suffer. Each person is merely a puppet going about his business on the stage of this world. With pratikraman, these puppets learn to live in peace and harmony. With pratikraman, these puppets learn to live in peace and harmony. No matter how insane the other person may be, he will come to his senses through your pratikraman. If you do pratikraman all day long for several days, for a person you do not get along with, you will be able to get along with him and he will seek your company. All strife, conflict and bitterness in this life is because of your aggression and your own mistakes. Questioner, sometimes I feel unappreciated and disheartened. I feel that no matter how much I do for that person, he keeps insulting me. Dadashri, you must do his pratikraman. This is the way of the world. The world will continue to do that only. There are so many different kinds of people who will hold you back from your liberation, your moksha. Questioner, what should that pratikraman be for Dada? Dadashri, pratikraman should be done because of your past life causes which have now come into effect in this life. And it should be done because you are now becoming instrumental, nimit, in his binding, in the other person binding, a new karma. The world will not allow anyone to be liberated, to attain moksha. The bondage of this life is such that only pratikraman can release you. For this reason, Lord Mahavir has given us alochana, pratikraman and pratyakhyan in just one sentence. There is no way out. When is one able to pratikraman correctly? It is when he attains the knowledge of the self, the real self, from Ignani Purush, Atmagnan, page 38. With this knowledge, you become aware of the self. You become the self. And with this awareness, you will be able to do pratikraman to make sure that the exact pratikramans are being done. And thus you will be released from the burden of any liability whatsoever. Questioner, how can you restore the trust you had for someone who has betrayed you? Dadashri, you must repent for all the times you have harbored negative thoughts about him. If you have lost faith in him, you must repent. Only then will things be settled. That is why pratikraman is so necessary.